Hello.
Yes, yes. Thank you for getting connected with the NC Department National Crime Agency. I'm Steve Rogers. How are you doing today?
What did you say? You have to speak very, very slowly. I'm hardly deaf.
All right. My name is Steve, sir, and I'm calling you from the NC Department National Crime Agency. So we just got a report that someone is trying to do some fraud activities from your Bendigo account, right?
Yes,
and
correct.
Yes, and you have a smartphone and a computer with you, but you forgot your password, right?
That's correct.
All right. Okay, not an issue. What we're going to do, we're going to provide you the security updates and we're going to block the fraud activity.
You'll have to speak much more slowly. I'm deaf and I can't understand a word you're saying.
All right, sir. What I'm going to do, I'm going to help you out with the security procedures in order to block the fraud activity.
I can't understand you. You'll have to speak even slower.
Is it better now?
Well, I can understand. Is it better now?
All right. Now, what I will do, sir, I will help you in order to cancel these charges, okay? And the fraud activities which are trying to be done under your information. So I do believe you're talking to me on your iPhone at the moment?
Correct.
All right. Do a thing, sir. Put me on speaker, first of all.
Okay, I'll do that now.
I'm on speaker now?
You are now, yeah.
All right. Now, just swipe up the page from very bottom to up. Swipe up, and you will back to your regular home page, where you can see all your regular apps and items.
Okay, I'll just go slower. Okay, I'm going to swipe now. I'll swipe from bottom to top.
Yeah. Now, are you back to your main screen, sir?
No, I'm not. I've got a whole lot of icons on my screen, which I don't really understand.
Okay, you can see your app library. You can see lots of apps.
No apps.
Okay, just swipe up the page again. Just try to swipe it up again.
Actually, no, I still don't have apps.
Okay.
I have icons for adjustments.
Alright, can you just tell me which iPhone you're using? Is it 11, 12?
No, it's an old one.
It's an old one. Okay, so do you have a single circle button at the bottom?
Yes, I do.
Yes, press that single button.
Right, so now I'm on my usual home screen.
Alright, sir, that's perfect. Now have a look on your phone. There is a blue color app. It says App Store.
No, there is not. Not on my home screen.
Just check all your apps. You will be able to see the App Store.
No, I don't see App Store.
Just check the apps. You will be able to see
I can't see any apps. I can see Mute, Keypad, Speaker, Add Call, FaceTime, Contact.
Okay.
All right.
Press the single button once again, sir.
The one at the bottom of the Okay, yeah. So now I have a blank screen.
What exactly you can see?
I can see Saturday the 11th of March, 1:26 p.m.
Okay. You need to unlock your phone screen so that you can see all your apps.
How do I do that?
You use a passcode, right?
When I open the computer, I do, yes.
No, I'm not talking about your computer. I'm talking about your smartphone.
Yeah, when I open the phone, I don't use a password. The phone just operates.
Okay, all right. Just the way you open it, just open it.
I'm opening. It's open. I'm talking to you on it.
Okay, and what can you see on your mobile screen at the moment?
Okay, I can see your number, which is 0413602322. The duration of the call time.
Okay.
Then I have six icons, mute, keypad, speaker, add call, FaceTime, and contact.
Okay.
And then
you
I
just
have the hang up button.
All right. Don't press the hang up button, okay? You have a single button, right, at the very bottom?
Yes.
Yes, press the single button.
So now I'm on the blank screen, which is just the date and time.
Okay, you just slide your page from right to left or left to right. Slide your screen from right to left or left to right.
I've just tried that and nothing happened.
Okay, and you can see the blank screen till now?
The what screen?
The blank screen on your phone.
No, I haven't got the blank screen. I've got the screen with your number on the top, the duration of the call, and then all those other icons that I described before.
Okay, can you see all your regular apps of your phone? Do you know how to go back to the main page? Where you can see all your regular apps.
Only by pressing the button at the bottom of the time.
Yes, do that.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay, I don't have the apps up, but I have got my opening screen.
What are the options you can see over there? Can you see the apps like Google, Camera, Gallery?
No apps.
Yes, try to go back to the main page, the way you go back.
I'm getting sick of this call. I don't really want to do it.
No, sir. You are doing it for your own security, right? For your own safety, you are doing it, right? So you
I'm
have
not
to be
doing
a little
it for
bit...
myself. I'm doing it for you.
No, sir, you're not doing it for me. You're saving your own account. You're securing your own information. And that's why we are helping you out, right? Now, you just try to go back to the main page once. Just try to go back to the main page where you can see all your apps.
I don't have a main page with all my apps.
Okay, just wait for a while, okay?
The main page just has six icons with a little phone icon at the bottom.
Okay, just give me a moment, okay? Just give me a moment. Let me transfer this call to a senior technician, okay? He's going to help you out in a better way, all right?
Okay.
Just be on the line, sir. Yeah, he's going to help you out in a better way. Just be on the line.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. No. Did you put me on speaker? Can you tell me that?
Yes, speaker.
You are talking with me on the speaker. That's correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, which model are you using? It's 6, 7, 5. Which model?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay.
It's probably 6 or 7, I think. 6 or 7.
That's love, not a problem. And at the very bottom, you have a circle button on the phone. Yeah, press that circle button. Press and release. Do not hold it.
Okay, so now I'm on my basic screen, date and time.
Yes. Now, what are the apps do you see over there? Read me back one by one.
There are no apps.
Date and time. Swipe the page right to left.
Right to left.
Yes.
Messages.
Again, try to swipe the page right to left.
Nothing happens now.
Can you try to go back to your home screen?
I'm on my home screen.
Now can you go back to that page where you can see all your apps like camera, photos, like that page? Can you go back to that page?
I've never been there.
Never been there?
I don't know what page you mean.
Okay. Do you I am asking out the pages where you can see all the apps, like all your apps
that
you use.
I don't know that page. I've never seen that page.
Okay.
You
never seen that. So right now, what can you see exactly? Tell me, sir.
I can see your number at the top, the duration of the time.
Okay. Yes, now,
up and on.
Now, press the button from the bottom. Press the single button.
What single button? Oh, the button on the phone.
Yes, the button on the phone.
Right. Date and the time.
Now, date and the time. Again, try to press it. Now, what can you see?
I'm back to a screen which is my dialing screen.
Yes. Now again, press the button.
What button? The button at the bottom.
Yes, yes, yes. Again, press it.
Okay. So now I'm on my usual phone, which is Safari.
Yes. 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 Click on the settings. Click on the settings. Click on the settings.
I have.
Now, at the top of your settings, do you see your name written? Click on your name.
No, my name isn't there.
What is at the very top, what do you see?
Settings.
And below that?
Exposure notifications, battery, privacy and security, App Store, Wallet and Apple Pay.
Okay. Okay. Just hold for a moment. Okay. Now just hold for a moment. Let me check that. Now do you see your name written or anything?
No, my name isn't there.
Do you see any other name at the very top?
There's no name.
Just below settings at the black bold, there will be written settings. And just below that, what do you see?
You have to speak much more slowly. I can't understand you.
Okay, okay. At the very top, do you see written settings?
Oh, okay. So now I have my name.
Yeah, click on your name.
Yes.
Now, do you see any option which says password and security?
Yes.
Click on that one. Now then click on, do you see at the very top?
Wait a minute, wait a minute, just go down.
Okay, 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 sorry. Okay.
Okay, so now under password and security.
Okay.
I have change password.
Click on that one, correct. Click on that one.
Change my password for my phone.
No, no, it will change your Apple ID password, not your passcode. It will change your Apple ID password. Now click on change password.
My Apple ID password.
Do you remember your Apple ID password?
Yes, I do.
Not the passcode, sir. The Apple ID password.
I believe so. I just don't know what these all are.
Okay, I understand that. But right now, my previous colleague had told me that you don't remember the password. That's the reason I'm trying to help you out. If you remember that,
I'm confused.
Okay, not a problem. It will change for one time, and again it will be back like this. So give a click on change password. Do not have to worry about that.
Enter iPhone passcode.
Yes, you need to put the passcode. Whenever you turn on your cell phone, you put a passcode. Now what can you see? Now what can you see?
Look, I've got the password, the enter iPhone password, passcode.
Yes.
But
yes.
It doesn't have letters.
No, you do not have to put the letters. Whenever you open up your cell phone, you put a digit pin. You put a pin, that's correct?
I have no idea.
You don't know about the Whenever you unlock your cell phone, you put a 4-digit or a 6-digit PIN.
Look, I have no idea. I'm completely confused.
Okay. Listen, now listen to my words carefully, sir. Whenever you unlock your phone, sir, you put a passcode.
Yes, okay, I'll do that.
Yes, put that passcode.
Okay, so now I've got a screen that says change password.
Yes. Now, at the very top, do you see enter password, new enter password?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you need to type over there the password. I'm helping you with the temporary password right now. Type over there, W as in caps, the letter W.
W as in cash.
W as in whiskey, the letter W,
yes,
in capital. It will be on capital, sir.
Oh, it's not.
You need to type it down, sir. Type it once again.
W, yes.
Now, E as in Edward, E.
Capital?
No, lower. Now, all the will be in lower cases.
Yes.
Then L for Lima, L.
Yes.
C as in Charlie, C.
Yes.
O as in Oscar, O.
Yes.
M as in Mary M.
Yes.
E as in Edward E.
Yeah.
786.
Right.
Now just below that there is the option which says re-enter password. Click on that one.
I can't remember what that password was.
I'm telling you once again.
Okay,
again,
good.
W for whiskey in capital, letter W.
Yes.
Then all will be in lowercase. E as in Edward, E.
Yes.
L for Lima, L.
Yes.
C as in Charlie, C.
Yes.
O as in Oscar, O.
Yes.
M as in Mary, M.
Yes.
E as in Edward E.
Yeah.
786.
Okay, done.
Click on change.
Sign out other devices using your Apple ID. If you think someone might know your password, you can force all other devices and websites using your Apple ID to sign out.
Okay, and now what can you see? Apart from that, what can you see?
Nothing. Well, it's the two options. Sign out other devices and there's one option.
Do not sign out. Do not sign out. Click on that.
Okay.
Now what can you see?
Weak or reused password. This password is not secure. Try a different password.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, now what can you see?
Okay, change password. New, enter password.
Yes, I'm telling you the password once again. Just hold for a moment.
Okay.
Just hold for a moment. Okay, I'm telling you the password once again. W in capital, letter W.
Yes.
E as in Edward, all in lowercase now. E as in Edward, E.
Yes.
L for Lima, L.
Yes.
C as in Charlie, C.
Yes.
O as in Oscar, O.
Yes.
M as in Mary M.
Yeah.
E as in Edward E.
Yeah.
786-90. Did you type 90?
Yes.
Now give a click on re-enter password.
Right.
Now W, it will be in capital W.
Yeah.
Then all in lowercase, E as in Edward E.
Yeah, I think I've done that. 7 8 6 9 0.
Okay.
Right.
It will be welcome 78690.
Yeah.
Now click on change password.
Sign out of the device using Apple ID. Keep not
do not sign out.
So now it's up. This iPhone can be used to change your password because you are signed into iCloud and have a passcode enabled. It's
okay,
not asking the password. Oh, I see. Oh, I can't remember what this password is.
Now, what can you say? What can you say? Tell me once again.
Enter iPhone passcode. This
yes,
iPhone
right.
Can be-
so you need to put the passcode once again, right? Just before you have did. Remember, you know, whenever
yes.
You turn on, yes, put that passcode.
Okay, so now it's asking me to change the password. Your password must be at least 8 characters long, including a number and a uppercase letter and lowercase letter.
Sorry?
It's all too hard for me.
Okay, I understand then. You do not have to worry. Tell me the first option you can see.
Okay, change password. Now
below this
change password screen.
And below that what do you see? Change password below
yeah.
That?
Enter password and then there's re-enter password.
Okay, now you do not have to do anything. Press the button from the bottom. From the bottom of your cell phone, press the button.
Okay, I've done that.
Now, do you see, what are the icons do you see? Tell me.
I can see Safari, Messages, Settings, Help, Phone, Photography, Music, News, FaceTime, Clock, Wallet, App Store, Google.
Click on App Store. Click on App Store. Now, after clicking on that, at
yeah.
The right hand side down bottom, do you see a magnifying glass which says search?
I do.
Click on that one. Now, which internet connection are you using? Are you using Telstra, Optus, Vodafone?
Telstra.
Telstra. Okay. Okay. Now, did you click on the search option at the right hand side down bottom corner?
Yes, I have done that.
Now, at the very top, you will see a search bar. And are you using a
yes.
Wi-Fi or are you using a mobile data?
Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi, okay. Now, type on the search at the very top, A as in Apple, the letter A.
Yeah.
N as in November, N.
Any guess you're asking me?
Yes, correct. Click on that one.
Yes.
Now, do you see the get option on that AnyDex?
The what option?
Get. G-E-T, get.
No.
What can you see? Tell me.
Look, it's too confusing for me.
What is the first option you can see? You are doing great, sir. You are doing exactly the right now. We are going to canceling it. You are doing great. You have done that already.
Okay, so I put in any guess.
Yes, put
it. Huh?
Yes.
And then I have a huge number of options.
What
Google,
is the first one?
Google.
Yes.
Search.
Okay, the next one?
Any desk remote.
Click on that one, AnyDex remote. Now.
Enter remote address.
Sorry?
I have a search bar that says enter remote address.
And at the very top, do you see your address?
No. Oh, yes, your address, yeah.
Do
What is the number?
381.
Just hold for a moment. 381.
466.
Uh-huh.
452.
Okay, now just hold for a moment. That's very great you are doing. You have generated the cancellation ID. Now, this part is very important, sir, okay? Right now, from the server, from the security server, you will receive a security warning, okay? If you see that, do let me know. Security warning.
Yes, I have it.
Yeah, now scroll down the security warning. There is a bottom. There will be a checkbox. I am aware of this risk. Click on the checkbox. Then click on do not show this. And try to click on accept.
Okay,
from the bottom. Yes, and I am aware.
This.
Yes, correct. And I am aware of this risk. Did you click on that one?
I did.
Now click on accept.
Yes.
Right.
Well, the do not show this warning. Anyway, I click on accept.
Yes. Now, do you see again accept?
Yes. eBay Secure Server would like to.
Yeah. Accept. Accept that. Now click on start broadcast.
Say that again.
Start broadcast. Do you see start broadcast?
Screen broadcast.
Start. Start.
Oh, the start off.
Yes. Correct.
Okay.
Now do not do anything. Now do not do anything, just be online with me, okay?
Okay.
Now you need to try to swipe the press the button from the bottom once again.
You have to speak much slower.
Okay. From the bottom you have the button. Press the button.
I don't understand what you're saying.
You have a button. Press the button. The single button.
The button at the very bottom of the...
Yes, yes, correct. Button. Absolutely correct, sir.
Okay, yeah.
Again press that button.
Understood.
Again do that.
Yeah.
Okay, now just hold for a moment. Now swipe the page right to left.
Left to right.
Again, left to right. Again, left to right. Okay. Now you need to watch. Yes. Now, what you need to do, now you check your Bendigo statement. You need to log into your Bendigo account and check your statement
I
first.
I can't log in. I have no access to my Bendigo. I have no online access to my Bendigo bank.
Okay. You have an application on your cell phone with a Bendigo bank?
I don't think so.
Okay. Swipe the page left to right.
Oh, yes. Okay. I've got an application, a Bendigo bank application.
Click on that one.
I don't have access to any information from Bendigo Bank through that.
Okay, just hold for a moment. You never checked your statement online?
I cannot do that.
Okay, you cannot do that. Okay, you never checked
it.
Okay.
I'm not.
Okay, I understand that. Now, just hold for a moment. Now, my security officer will help you out from this part. He is very good at this. He will block all the overseas persons from your banking server, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm just going to transfer this call to my security manager right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, sir. This is Ron Davis from the security team. And how are you doing today, sir?
I'm okay.
And I do believe that the previous colleague whom we were speaking before was polite to you and tried to explain you. Okay, lovely. Now, I just want to ask you, do you have any token machine or any security machine given by your bank, sir?
No, I do not.
You don't have that? Any security machine? Okay, no problem.
I don't have that.
Okay, so you press the home button, sir. You press the home button, that circle button at the very bottom of your mobile phone to just simply come out from that page. Yeah,
you want
press
me to do that now?
Yeah, you do that now. You do that now.
Okay, yeah.
Now, once you do that now, first of all, what I need to do, I need to just simply verify some of the things. You open up the settings. Okay. Just wait. Now swipe your screen left side to right side. Swipe your screen left side to right side.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, again, swipe your screen left side to right side.
Oh, yes, okay, this settings.
Yeah, open up the settings. Now, once you open up the settings, now, can you see your name has been written down there? Your name has been written down.
I do. Yes,
now,
I am
just confirming you the things, because the thing is that your details has been registered over there, okay? And that's why we need to just verify the things. So, the name will be Krish Nonan, correct?
Correct.
So, click on your name, sir. Mr. Chris, click on your name. And once you click on name, can you see your email has been came up, which is cnonan@mac.com?
Yes.
Yeah. So you need to understand
That's no longer my email address.
I understand. That is no longer of... That email is not no longer. I understand totally. But you need to understand one more thing, that this is not the only information they have. They have more than this, okay? Now, just below that, can you see something called payment and delivery? Payment and delivery. Give a click on that, payment and delivery. Now, what will came up, please do let me know, ma'am. Now,
that's my ID for settings.
Yeah. So, you just simply, where you see the circle button, put your fingerprint there. Put your fingerprint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, can you see? Your card has been coming up at the top.
Yes.
And
however, the card is no longer valid.
I understand. The card is no longer valid. But you need to understand those details are being used over there. Now, look at the bottom. Can you see your billing address? Your name has been there. Click on your name, Christopher Nonan.
Yes.
Now, once you click on your name, can you see your details has been coming up?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just verifying your details and tell me it is correct or not. It's 6x158 Brighton BLVD. Postcode will be 2026 and the city name will be North Bondi, which is in New South Wales. It is correct?
Correct.
So you have understood the things what has been happened. Your details has been shared by those people and they are just trying to register those details in the different place. And where they are just misusing your card which is belonging to your Bendigo account, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So what we need to do, we need to just protect each and everything so that we're going to help you, all right? And I guess your mobile number will be 0403-772-343, correct?
Correct.
Okay, lovely. Now, what you need to do, you need to give a click on back. Press on the back arrow. Now, again, press on the back arrow. Now, scroll down the page a little bit. Scroll it down. No. Click on cancel. Wait. Scroll down. Okay. Click on the back. One more time.
I don't
click
know
on
what
the back.
You have to be slower. I'm very slow.
Oh, sorry, sir.
And I cannot follow you.
Sorry. Click on the back arrow at the top. Where you see at the left-hand top corner, there will be, blue arrow. Press that one more time.
Settings.
Correct. Now scroll down the page. there will be an option called display and brightness. Stop. Now check
yes.
display and brightness. Press on that, display and brightness. Now
yes.
scroll down the page a little bit. There will be an option called auto lock. Give a click on auto lock. And there will be an option called never. Select never so the security is not going to be disconnected again and again. Now once you press
okay.
never, you need to press the circle button, home button. Press the circle button so that you can go back to your home screen. Press the home button. Now, I want to just ask you one important thing, sir. You just talked to the previous colleague, the lady person whom you were talking before from the eBay. She just verified you something. And you told her that you have a Bendigo account from where the charges has been made, correct?
You'll have to speak much slower. I can't understand you.
Okay. In the beginning of the call, did you remember you talked to the eBay lady whom you were just talking before, correct?
Yes.
In the very
yes,
beginning of the call?
Yeah.
Yes. And the charges has been made from the Bendigo, and you have just confirmed her that you have the available balance on your Bendigo is nearby 5,000?
Say that again.
You have just confirmed her that onto your Bendigo account, what is the balance you just told her? Near about 5,000?
Well, it's under 5,000, but yes.
How much?
It's under 5,000, but it's
under,
around 5,000.
Okay. And do you have the last paper statement from the Bendigo with you?
No, they're not on this. Not in these premises. No, they're with
okay,
my account.
Okay. But you have the debit card from the Bendigo, correct, sir? Do you have
the debit card?
Lovely. Because what we need to do, we have got the notification that cards has been misused. So that's why we need to cancel it. Okay. So do one thing. Please carry the card with you. Be handy with the card with you, sir.
Okay, I've got to find it now.
No problem. Be handy with the card.
Yes, I have the card.
Oh, yeah, you got the card? You got the card?
I have.
Okay. Now, once you got the card, can you see onto your mobile phone, just below the message, there will be an option called photography?
I don't understand what you're saying. You're just
okay.
jumbled.
Okay. Thoda usko dheere bol. Now, look onto your mobile phone. Can you see there will be an applications like Safari, then messages, and just
yeah.
underneath the messages there will be an option called photography. Give a click on photography.
Yeah.
Tap on that photography, and there will be something in the middle called camera. Press the camera.
Yes.
Now what you need to do, we need to put the security on your Bendigo card. So you put the card on the flat surface, on the solid surface, and then you need to take a clear picture of the front side and remember one thing, all the four corners.
You're going too fast for me.
I'm
an old man and I find this very, very difficult.
Okay, sorry. You put the card on the solid place first. You put the card
yes.
on the solid surface first.
Yes.
Now, you need to take the clear picture of the front side of your card. And remember, all the four corners needs to be visible.
The front side of my card.
Yes.
With all four corners visible.
Correct. wait, click on cancel, click on cancel. Don't do anything. Press on cancel. Now press on cancel. You put your things. Now flip your card, sir. You need to take the backside picture. Flip your card.
Where are you from?
From the anti-fraud department, sir. Anti-fraud department from the Wendigo. The anti-fraud department.
Look, I don't trust anyone to ask me.
I understand. No, you are just taking the picture onto your mobile phone. I'm not asking you to give it to me, okay? So that we can put the security and we can cancel the charges. You're not giving it to me, sir.
Okay, I've taken that photo.
Lovely. Now, once you've taken up the photo, that means the security has been started. Now, you open up the picture and delete the picture. You open up the picture and delete it. And now, I just want to ask you, like, from the Bendigo, do you just have only one account or more than one account, sir?
Just one account.
Just one account. So you press the home button. You press the home button.
Right.
That circle button.
Yeah, I've done that.
Okay. Now, what can you see, sir?
On my phone?
Yeah.
I see my usual phone screen.
Now, do you see Safari at the left top corner, Safari? What happened? Click on send to voice message. Click on the middle one, the middle white one. Click on that one. Now, press the bottom, the button. Press from the bottom of your cell phone screen, the button, the home button.
Yeah.
Now, at the left top, do you see Safari? Click on the Safari. That's lovely. Now, at the very top, sir, you will see at the very top, at the right-hand side bottom, there will be a square one. Click on the square one.
The square one?
Do you see a cross? Do you see an X?
Yes.
Click on the X. Now, I will first of all help you with the security. So type over there, V as in Victor, V.
Yes.
A as in Apple, A. L for Lima,
yes.
L.
Yes.
I as in Indigo, I.
Yes.
D as in David, D. A as in Apple, A.
Yes.
T as in tomorrow, T.
Yes.
O as in Oscar, O.
Are you sure? O, not I?
No, O, O.
Yes.
Then R as in Robert, R. Now, do you see at the right bottom on your keypad which says go? Click on the go. Now there will be a first option coming up which says W3C Markup Validation Service. Do you see that?
Yes.
Now click on that one. Now do you know anything about this W3C Markup Validation?
I know nothing about it.
This is the website through which you can check other websites' activity, like your eBay, Amazon, Woolworths, Bendigo, all the online activities or online cards which are being used by those fraudulent persons. This website will show you that they are in correct manner or not, or they are being used by those fraudulent persons or not. So there will be an address panel. Do you see address panel?
Address.
Yes, do you see address panel?
Yes. Yes.
Click on the address panel.
Right.
Now you need to type over there www.
Yeah.
Now type over there www.
That's done.
Okay. Then type Bendigo.
Yeah.
.com.
Right.
Now click on done. Now we are going to check that your Bendigo account is being used by those fraudulent persons or not. Do you see a done option at the right hand side on the keypad? Done.
No.
Do you see go? Click on go. At,
no.
Do you see a go option on the keyboard? On the keyboard, go at the right hand side,
oh,
down bottom.
Okay. Yeah.
Click on the go. You have done something wrong. You have typed in something wrong. Can you at the left down bottom there is an arrow pointing backwards. Do you see arrow?
Yes.
Click on the arrow. Again, click on the arrow. Now click on the W3C once again. Now give a click on the address bar once again. Now slowly, slowly once again type www. Bendigo. .com. .com.au. .com.au. Now there will be a, now on the middle of the page there is an option which says check.
Okay.
Click on the check. Now you can see it is connection is secure right now. It will check it for you. Now, do you see any errors and the warning notification comes up? Scroll down.
Yeah.
You can see that warnings coming up. Scroll down, go, still go down.
Do you want to know what these warnings are?
Yeah. Right now, you need to check it. You can see by yourself right now. That the warning notifications, yes, so go down. How many warning and error notification has come? Just go down, scroll down and check it by yourself. How many is that?
Three.
Yeah, so you can see that three times those fraudulent church persons have tried to access your Bendigo account and tried to take the money from your account. That's the reason we are going to secure it. You can see the warning. Sorry?
If you say so.
Yes. Right now, these are the warning notification we are getting every day from your account. That is the reason we feel suspicious and we have given this to you right now. So just hold for a moment. Let my security officer will come again and he will help you to help you with the what type of security they are going to put. So it will be secure in a permanent manner and block the overseas illegal hackers permanently. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Can you hear me, sir? This is Ron Davis.
Yes, I can.
Yeah. So you understand what is happening? They have just tried to use your information a lot of time. And we have got one platform where we need to cancel those charges, okay? So you just close that page. Come out from that page. Close that page.
Okay, close.
Yeah. And open the fresh Google page. Open up the fresh Google page. Press on Google.
Yeah.
Now click on search. Press on search. and type in there OOL, W-O-O-L.
Sorry, what was the first thing you said?
W for whiskey.
Yeah.
Then O for Oscar.
Yeah.
Then O for Oscar.
Yeah.
L for London.
Yeah.
W for whiskey.
Yeah.
O for Oscar.
Yeah.
R for Romeo.
Yeah.
T for Tango. H for Henry. Then
yeah.
Give a space.
Space?
Yeah, give a space. Give a gap. Give a gap. Give a gap.
Yeah.
Type gift cards. Type over there gift, G-I-F-T, gift. Can you see the first option came up? Woolworth,
yeah.
Gift card. Open that. Now, what you need to do, scroll down the page slowly, slowly. Now, scroll down the page slowly, slowly. Now stop. Now, can you see stop? Can you see Woolworth's gift card? You will click on that.
Yes.
Yeah. Click on that. Now, from the website, they have just tried to purchase something, so we need to just cancel and refund it to your card, okay, directly to your card.
You have to speak much slower than that because I cannot understand you.
All right. What we need to do, we need to cancel the card and we need to refund the funds to your Bendigo debit card, okay?
I don't understand what you're saying.
I am telling you that somebody has used those charge and we need to cancel it so that we can refund your funds onto your Bendigo account, onto your Bendigo debit card. Understand now?
Yes.
Yeah. So scroll it down little bit. Stop. Now stop. Now wait. Sir, you need to go to the top little bit. Yeah, now stop. Now can you see there will be an option called shop now? Do not click on that. Just do not. Okay. Now scroll it down. Yeah. Click on shop now. Press on shop now. Yeah. Now, wait. Now, can you see? There will be some card pictures has came up on the screen. Do you see Wish gift card?
I do.
Now, just look at the right-hand corner next to the Wish gift card. Can you see? There will be a blue little arrow, right arrow. Yeah, press it one more time. Press the arrow one more time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, press the arrow one more time. Now stop. Now on this screen, can you see like a garden W has been written white in the white card. There will be a W gift card. Yeah, just below that. Can you see select? Press on select. Yeah. Now scroll it down. Little bit. Slowly, slowly. Now, can you see it has been coming up the first option, buy for myself.
You have to speak much more slowly. I don't understand what you're saying.
All right. Scroll it down a little bit. Again, scroll it down a little bit. Now, stop. Now, can you see? Select quantity.
Yes.
Now, just below select quantity, can you see maximum 5 cards per order? Can you see that?
Yes.
Yeah. And just below that, there will be number 1, then a plus sign. Press the plus sign. Again, press the plus sign.
Why am I buying gift cards?
You are not buying it, sir. You are not buying it. We are just transferring the funds of your gift card, which has been purchased by those people, onto your card directly, so that we can invest.
I don't understand a word you're saying.
You need to understand that we are cancelling those things for you and transferring. That gift card.
What gift card?
That Woolworth's gift card somebody has purchased, and we need to doing those steps to simply cancel those purchase and sending you the refund to your card. Okay. Now wait. Now can you see? There will be select amount $25, $100, and $500.
Yes.
Select that $500. Now click on add to cart. Press on add to cart.
I don't want to do it.
Sir, you need to just
help. I don't want to do it.
Like, what do you think? You are not giving it to anybody, sir. I'm just helping you. Let me tell you. Can I just confirm you your card number from where it has been just simply done? Can I just tell you?
I understand what you're saying.
I just want to cancel those things. You need to cooperate with me, sir.
So you say?
Yeah. Yes, that is the thing. You press on the plus sign and select it for 4. Make it 4. Give a click on the plus sign. Now click on add to cart at the bottom. Let me do my job. Click on add to cart at the bottom. Now press on view shopping cart. Press on view shopping cart. Now scroll down the page. At the very bottom, something called checkout. Press on checkout.
I don't want to buy $2,000.
You are not buying it. You are not buying it, sir. This is not your profile. You are not buying it. Let me just show you the things. Let me help you to make it cancel. Now, scroll it down. Go to the bottom. Something called checkout. Press on checkout. You're not shopping anything. Now, can you see? It will be asking you email address. I'm not telling you to put your email because we need to just verify those things. We need to investigate. So you need to put our email. Click on that email address. Now type national, N-A-T-I-O-N-A-L, national. Do not give any space. Type crime. C-R-I-M-E, crime. Oh, wait, delete that national crime. Because those things has been purchased from the eBay, so we need to put the eBay email. So you put the email, eBay, E-B-A-Y. Then headquarters, H-E-A-D, head.
So this is straight on without a space.
I beg your pardon?
This just goes straight after eBay without a space.
Yeah, without any space. Now type headquarters, HEADQUARTERS 1560.
Say that number again.
1560.
Yeah.
Now put at sign, put the at sign, then type gmail.com, type gmail.com, .com. Now, once we just going to validate those things, we are going to cancel the card and then the eBay will just simply investigate onto this matter. So click on confirm email address, and put that email address, the same eBay headquarters 1560.
I don't trust you.
Sorry?
I don't trust you. I'm going to hang up.
Sir, listen to me.
You're a scammer and I'm being scared.
No, did I ask you? Did I ask you your personal details? Did I ask you? If you want, I can verify your card information either from where the charges has been made. You can see you are putting the eBay headquarters email, sir. Check the email address. You put any mistake. We got the notification. Check the email address.
Okay, I'll put that in.
Check the email. You put something wrong. Check the email.
eBay headquarters, 1580.
No, it's 1560, not 80.
Okay.
Yeah. It's 1560, sir. It's 1560. Now click on the second one and put it 1560. Now click on phone number. Click on phone number. Now you are going to receive a cancellation message onto your number. So put your mobile phone number without putting any zero. Put it 40377-2343. Now click on the billing address. Now write down your first name, Christopher, so that everything will be verified. Christopher. Now click on the last name. Put Nonan, N-O-O-N-A-N. Now click on address. Press on address. Now put the address 6/158. Then give a space Brighton. Brighton, Brighton. Then give a space, put your address BLVD. Now can you see any options coming up? North Bondi?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Now scroll it down. Go to the bottom. Go to the bottom. Go to the bottom. Now tick that box. Tick that box at the bottom. I have read that. Tick that box.
I'm just trying to read what this form is saying now. Delivery address for guitar.
Yes, yes. The thing is that everything will be investigated by the eBay headquarters. You can
look,
see
I don't
that.
Believe you. I just think you're just talking. These are just words. If
no, let me ask you one thing.
You should read this in writing. I'm going to cancel this.
Sir, you are going to receive the confirmation email from our team. Once we've done those things, I'm not asking you your details. So why you are getting confused? You're not giving me your details.
Because this amount is coming out of my fund.
No. We are just using the bogus things to cancel and to catch the people.
I don't trust you. I don't trust you.
Wait for a second. This is not the right thing, sir. This is. Listen to me. You don't want to do that? Can you hear me, sir? I'm talking to you, sir. Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me, sir?